Enoch took a stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, dancing for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me on. I struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, dancing for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home, and he keeps leading me home, dancing for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. We find many people who can't understand why we are so happy and free. We've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Yes, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. So when we are happy, we sing and we shout. Some don't understand it, you see. We're filled with the Spirit that is not enough, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Yes, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. We've heard that sweet music, that heavenly chord, from glory land over the sea. A soul-thrilling message from Jesus our Lord, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Yes, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. We've heard that sweet music, that heavenly chord, from glory land over the sea. A soul-thrilling message from Jesus our Lord, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Yes, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave himself for me, made everything new. He is my everything. Now how about you? He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and sins flaw. He gave himself for me, made everything new. He is my everything. Now how about you? He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave himself for me, made everything new. He is my everything. Now how about you? Well, we're talking about the rapture. We're in the season of the rapture. We're in the season of that great escape that the Bible talks about. And you look at everything we've done. We've waited for the season. We were in that season of, back in the day, it was the season of the law age, and then the grace age for 2,000 years, for 2 days of Hosea. And now we're in the season of, and the week of Daniel. Mm-hmm. And then the middle of the week is tomorrow, and then things will change, and then soon that rapture will be. We're in the season of the invitation to the marriage supper. That's what we've been talking about. And now we're in the season of the rapture. Like I said yesterday, when that sun crossed that equator, March the 20th, 5 o'clock a.m., something happened. In a brand new era, a new season, the season of the rapture. It's not the day of the rapture, it's the season of the rapture. Mm-hmm. That's as close as we can go. We're in the season, we know it. We are the way the Lord has led and guided us to this day. Mm-hmm. And that's what we talk about. We're talking about that rapture. And
there's a lot of critics out there. They know one scripture in the Bible, even if it's just the one scripture. They will just tell you that scripture that they know, and that is usually, no man knows today an hour. See, we're not telling anybody a day, and we're not telling anybody an hour. Mm-hmm. That's a 24-hour time frame. But Jesus never said that we will not know the season of that rapture. And we can look throughout the Bible, and like all the men of God, who were walking in the Spirit, just like Enoch. He was walking in the Spirit, and he walked with God. That's what it's all about, to walk in the Spirit, and God was able to take him on home. And you can see what Noah was doing. He picked something up in the Spirit, and he moved with fear to build that ark, and he was on a mission, and nobody was going to stop him. No mocking, no laughing, no ridicule, nothing. Not even like, this is just not happened before, so how can a rain come? And this was the same way with Abraham. When he heard that great voice come out of the land of the Ur, of these Chaldeans idol worshipping, and he moved, and he was accounted to for him as righteousness, because he acted on when he heard that voice. And that's all we're doing. We've all our lives, we've wanted to be sensitive to the Spirit, what the Spirit is saying. That's why it says the bride and the Spirit say, come. They're beckoning people, come to that marriage supper of the Lamb. And that's all we're picking up in the Spirit. That is that season of the rapture now. If we would pick up something else, we would be hearing a sound that's not in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Like that song says, I keep listening for a different sound. A sound that's not, this world is not hearing. Mm-hmm. That's, you pick it up in the Spirit realm. Just like we did when it said, come out of her, my people. When that Spirit was beckoning us to come out of these religious systems, to prepare us for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's so big a chore for us, like, mm-hmm. like you were saying, the Spirit and the bride say come. If it's just you and I saying here, the rapture's on, it wouldn't do no good. That's but right. The Spirit is also saying, mm-hmm. The time is here now. Mm-hmm. Spirit and the bride say come. Like I say, we could just beat our gums together. Don't mean nothing. We'd be doing that forever and a day. But like I said, March the 20th, that thing happened and something happened in the realm of the spirit. Mm-hmm. Now it's all around the world. We're in the season of the rapture. Mm-hmm. People will feel it. We're just putting it out here just to prove people, hey, we've been riding on all along. It's the truth. That's what's led and guided us. And anybody's welcome. I sometimes feel like going out there, sending out invitations and beckoning everybody around the world. But we did the only thing we know to do. There was a time when the Lord said, Sam, I want you to start up this website. And like I said, time and time again, I didn't know nothing about no website. And then he brings you on board and you're already educated for all that. And here it's out and running for the last 15, 16 years. To invite everybody in, we're entering in a season that you better prepare to meet the Lord. That happened in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I know like it was yesterday how I could see, hear people all around the world. Lord, the Lord has called me to fast. The Lord has called me, it's time to seek the Lord. And things of that nature. I could hear it on the internet and different people that I know. So that's what we've been doing. We've been just been obedient to the Lord and here we are. I didn't expect that, like I said yesterday. I had no desire to leave this earth yet. I thought, well, I'll be here and I was happy doing working for the Lord, as it was. But now, like, things are shifting here, and all of a sudden I'm getting homesick to go home, to get out of here. There's nothing that holds me here. Mm-hmm. I've got a home in that heavenly realm. That's just being honest. I got nothing that ties me down. We got everything we need, but still, there's a longing in your heart to, we're done with this world. It's over with.
Mm-hmm.
Another 2-3 weeks. It happens going to be happy before my birthday. Something's going to happen. People don't believe us, but like I say, it's all in the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. You have to be connected to the spirit. If you're just connected to this world, you're not going to see nothing that's going on in the spirit world. But see, you and I, we've learned to walk in the spirit all our lives. We're still in the flesh, dragging back and forth and this and that of carnality. But at the end of the day, all we wanted was that fellowship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's what we've been doing.
That's right. And a lot of people can't seem to grasp that, and comprehend the rapture and how that works, you know. But when you look at the body of Jesus, when he was resurrected, he had a body that it changed. When he was resurrected, that body changed. And he could disappear. And when he walked with those two disciples down to the Emmaus, and he went in and he broke the bread, and their eyes were opened, and all of a sudden he disappeared. And then he appeared again to the disciples in Jerusalem. And then he appeared again down in Galilee. So that's there was no body left there when he was resurrected,
mm-hmm.
but his body was changed into a different body. And that's all, God can do these things. And that's what it says when you will read the writings of Paul, that we will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. This mortality will take up immortality. And this corruptible body will take up upon himself an incorruptible body. And it's just going to switch over. And you're still going to have a body, but it's going to be an incorruptible body that cannot deteriorate, because it's a heavenly body now. Mm-hmm. And Paul writes about it, that we will meet the Lord in the air. And these scriptures are there for us to know and believe. Like, a lot of people can't comprehend that. But I never had a problem with it. When I read it, when the Lord saved me when I was 21, and I read it, and I believed there was a rapture. And I never really argued where the rapture is going to be, this here or pre, post, mid, whatever. It was never relevant to me. All I wanted to meet the requirements one day that I can go in the rapture. But now we are in that season of the rapture. And where are you going to push things off to? like we know, like Brother Branham has been passed away for like close to 80 years around there, or something around there. And we, like Brother Jackson, same way with Brother Jackson, he's passed on now for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been off the colony for 20 years, so I can always keep track of that. It was 2005 when I left, and he passed away in the December of 2004. Mm-hmm. And how long are you going to push time off? And that's the only scriptural basis that the Lord gave us, like the Midnight Cry, the Yom Kippur, as guidelines for that. And like we only can go by what the Lord has shown us and by faith moving that.
The people who come out of the hut right there, they're not even taught that. My uncle was excommunicated because he believed in the thousand-year reign of Christ. You got some magazines about the thousand-year reign. Well, it was excommunicated because that's what they believed in. And they don't teach you the things that we're teaching them. And like I was thinking yesterday, that you grew up and you want a family, and that all that system is to absolutely no Christianity whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You can practice it up to a point, but when push comes to shove, it's just there. It's orchestrated by Satan, and they're okay. They're okay with you going to church. They're okay with you singing hymns. They're okay with you, but don't you rock their boat. Don't you get into the nuts and the bolts of things, like get baptized in Jesus' name or get filled with the Spirit, things of that nature. Then you're kind of rocking the boat, and then at the end of the day, what they'll do, and the proof will be in the pudding, they'll tell you you have no wife because that wife is not yours. It belongs to the church.
Mm-hmm.
I've been under their torture chambers. I know what I'm talking about. But now I can go back to tell people and to expose that thing for what it is. Like these children, they're not your children. You're just raising them up so they can get propagated and then go out there and work for the rest of their life. For what? Just for that compound. Mm-hmm. So they multiply that compound. Then they split up and make another compound. Absolutely no Christianity whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And if they find out, you're kind of asking questions like when you started having Bible study on, they threw away your books or whatever.
My mail and threatened me.
Yeah, and then when I begin to expose them where they are, well, the first thing they don't like to show their true colors. They hide them as long as they can. They just kind of kill you with kindness, you know. They build your house and feed you and everything good on the surface. But then when I went up against them, the first thing, well, you can't come to church anymore. See, slowly, they don't want to use force. But then when you can't break it that way, then, well, you can't work here anymore. Then you got to go down the basement. Then they use your what? Then they use your children. They use everything at their disposal because it's the spirit of Satan. That's what he did in the Dark Ages. But see, I was on to him. I watched that thing for a long time, and the Lord let me know there's a spirit behind it. You got to go after the spirit of the thing. But now we've exposed that thing, and we're just telling people what it's about. You don't have to feel ashamed or like you're breaking, you're going to hell if you leave that place. Because it's not of God, it's of the devil. And what they do, they get the brainwashed, they get people brainwashed, and they're thinking it's a godly thing when it's not. And like I'm saying, if you're in there, done, you're not going to be able to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we kill the spirit of it, but that thing still lingers. They're not going to let go of it because they got that spirit has it made, you know. And like I say, if you ever want to get out of there, you're going to have to just cut your ties and just leave. If you have to leave alone, leave alone. What about my family? They ask me, Sam, when is the last time you seen your wife? Well, I don't know. I said, why? Well, you got a wife I could call. I said, she's not my wife. She belongs to the colony. What about your children? Well, they're not my children. They belong to the colony. They came and told me that themselves. And, it's just that wife is just a rental equipment to propagate. That's the bare truth of it. I've, I've, I've been in their torture chambers, and once you've been in their torture chambers, you will never want to go back in their torture chambers again. And just by the grace of God, he led me on, and that's why we're doing what we're doing here, because we were faithful to the Spirit. We were led by the Spirit to where we are today. It's not something that we made up or that we thought about. It's just something led by the Spirit. We saw it in the Scripture. And like we're talking about Noah, see, we got it made. Noah didn't have a Bible like you and I have a Bible. He had nothing to give to him. He just heard that inner voice, and something told him, the Lord told him to go build an ark, and he built on that. But see, we have that inner voice, plus we have the Scripture in the time we're living in. We have the midnight cry, we have the hour we're living in, and plus we have the Spirit of the Lord speaking to us through our life. Do this now, do that, don't go there. Do this, and now start up this website, and now I put it out there, and this is too big a mission for you and I to even accomplish to try. It has to be directed by the Lord, because it's Him that's orchestrating this whole thing. Mm-hmm. We could never even come to first base with it. Mm-hmm. But here we've entered an era, we've entered into that rapture era. How it's going to be, I just don't know, I just know it's going to happen. It's going to happen exactly the way the Bible says so. Like I say, one of them didn't have a Bible. We have a Bible. Mm-hmm. We can trust that word, because God has put that word above His very name. And that's what we go by. We're believing without seeing. Well, once it happens, and it says, blessed is he that believes without seeing. Well, we're believing it because the Scripture says so. The Bible says so. If the Bible says so, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I have no problem. I never had a problem with that. And there are a lot of people that... We're very blessed that the Lord led us to the righteousness of our day, and that was the key of opening up the time with what God had for this age, the Laodicea church age. That prophet that was sent to forerun the Lord Jesus Christ's second coming, and Brother Brennan did that, and he foreran his second coming, the Lord Jesus, and that was all part of Jesus being revealed again, because all it was from the beginning of the church age was heading into the dark ages, and then from the dark ages it was all being restored back to what it was there at the early church. And that was the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson doing that. And without those two, if you will listen to all the churches out there, they have no idea about the midnight cry. They have not even idea what that means. The Bible is a closed book to them. Mm-hmm. It's just through that channel of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson that these things were opened up to our understanding. Mm-hmm. And that God allowed us to see the importance of that midnight cry and why it's so important for the Laodicea church age, because it allowed us to see and to understand what God is doing in time. And He let us know when that Laodicea church age will run out, because like all the other church ages, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Sardis, Philadelphia, all these church ages, they came to an end. Mm-hmm. Like, and the same way with Laodicea, it can't go on and on and on and on forever. It has a time frame. Mm-hmm. And that's what people don't realize. And when you tell them that, they totally think you're out to lunch.
Yeah.
Because they think this the world as we know it will go on forever. Even people who sometimes listen to about Israel and news and stuff like that. See, there are a lot of people have a lot of knowledge, but they have no wisdom of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do not have the wisdom of the time we're living in, then all your knowledge is of none. It has no value.
Yeah.
Because it will totally, totally turn, make your, it will not give you a vision.
Amen.
Uh-huh. So
they don't know it because they don't know the Bible.
Exactly. Because we know the hour and time we're living in. The world events are shifting and a different picture is starting to form. Like America will no longer be that speaking as a dragon. it has to go back to that lamb beast. And then you will see Europe come to the forefront, because it has to, like, not really to the forefront, but it will have to go get together for those 42 months in order for that beast system to come into effect, and then do its thing in Europe for those 42 months. Because this is scripture, and a lot of people do not know that. And that's why they can have all the knowledge of the whole world combined, but if they do not combine it to the wisdom of the word, then they will totally lead you astray.
Not to that, like Jesus said, you are not knowing the scriptures. Mm-hmm. We listed these guys, and I think everybody's up in arms about Iran. Everybody's worried about Iran. Now, America wants to go in there and give Iran a beating. They're in over there. But Iran's destiny is already sealed. She's mm-hmm. going up to the Ezekiel war, and there God destroys. Only 1/6 of her army is left over. Mm-hmm. It goes with Russia. Everybody's worried about Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. Then they're worried about Turkey. Turkey, Turkey, Turkey. Then they're worried about Iran. Iran, Iran. And all is God is sent back. I've already taken care of it way back at that great council. And I gave you Ezekiel 38 and 39 to show her death, to show you her destiny. It's no use going after Iran, because I've got it all signed, sealed, and delivered. They're going to go up there with that parachute drop, and they'll be destroyed with that hail and that fire right there. It's all taken care of. And here in the meantime, the world is up in arms about Iran. The world is up in arms about Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And then going back to America, America is going to be a shining city on the hill. And we listened to this guy today, and he's out in the Caribbean trying to get these countries to come together with America. It's going to happen automatically. America, the Western Hemisphere, North America and South America, no matter what's going on in Canada, and everybody's got their own opinion, but at the end of the day, that will be exactly what that angel told George Washington. The third power will happen, and then that country will be the country, and it'll set the stage for everybody around the world, because the time is here. Mm-hmm. The time is ready for all these, everything to go on into the millennium. It'll be a world that just glorious world. Mm-hmm. God's not going to destroy everybody in North America. He's just going to separate the goats from the sheep. And then when you go into that land, that millennium land, there'll be nobody left. None of this trash. Mm-hmm. None of these Democrats will be left. They'll be taken care of. They'll be going into that lake of fire. And that's why I'll be able to have a country that's solid, that justice and righteousness. Go read that George Washington's vision. You'll find it to be exactly so.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see in the Trump and the administration gearing towards it, and they don't even know what they're gearing towards. They're gearing towards that millennial reign. And these Democrats, they don't know what they're doing to themselves. They're paving their way right into that lake of fire like these billy goats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what's happening. It's not going to happen. But the process has begun for that to happen, and when Jesus comes out and the final chapter will be read, there they go into the lake of fire and to hell. And then the rest will go into that righteous kingdom that was prepared for them before the foundation of the world. It wasn't. And here these people that are honest, upright, and like the people we met the other day, you know, they're out there to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And then these other group that we're trying to help, they did everything good to mistreat us, you know. They didn't want us around. And see, that's God is testing this. I can see it. Right? Sometimes during the night, the Lord let me know He's testing this person now. And, and He feels the test. And there's no use lamenting over them, because they've already made their choice. I say it over and over again.
That's right.
That freedom of choice is such a, it can be a dangerous thing, but it's also a good thing, because God has given the human a freedom of choice. You and I, we decided we're going to follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We decided we're going to do what's right. We decided we don't want to have nothing to do with that second commandment. We decided we don't want to do with this, that, and that. We decided we don't want to do nothing with the world. The world is just a trap. It's just, we're on a, the thing I call it all the time. It's a laboratory to test us, to see if we're going to be found worthy to go into that age of regeneration, just like Jesus was asked the question. And then he said, to him, to those that will be found worthy to go into that age of regeneration. That's the millennial reign. And we're doing, trying to do our level best to be upright and honest and do everything we can to tell people about this truth, tell people about the midnight cry, tell people about the rapture and everything. We're doing everything that we possibly can, except running ahead of God. I can't run ahead of God because it'll mount the mountain on. All you're going to do, you're going to burn up your energy and you're going to turn people off. So we're doing the only thing, we put it out these daily breaths. That's what he told us to do here some time back, and that's what we're doing on a daily basis. We just go before the Lord. What do you want us to talk about? And now he's switching gear. It's all about the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only message we have from here on out.
That's right. And when you will read, like you were saying, that the people will go into the millennium, and like all the wicked, when you will read Revelations 19, when there will come the sign of his coming, and it says, out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword that with he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he had on his vesture and on his tie a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds in the sky, to fly in the midst of heaven, that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them and the flesh of all men, free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And you can read what's going to happen to them, and it's like everything is running to a showdown. All the conditions in the world is to that showdown, that wrath of the Lamb.
Amen.
That's going to be poured out, and this wicked will be destroyed. That's why he's calling all the birds of heaven to go and have a feast, and that's what's going to be. There's going to be dead people, because that's what
it is.
They'll
live like dung on the face
right.
of the earth.
So,
they will neither be lamented nor buried. That's what's going to hit this planet. And here we're telling people, we have escaped. Come and drink out of the water of life. We can't accept. Just accept what we believe, what we're saying. Just believe it. And it's open for everybody.
That's right. It's in the spirit. It's beckoning. The spirit is now beckoning to come to that marriage supper of the Lamb, because it's a way out of this situation, of this world events that are coming to pass now, because this is all heading for a showdown, this world. And you will, now that we are coming to the close, to the middle of the week, now you're going to see a lot of things transpiring that are in the Bible, because this is that season of time now. We can no longer go and preach the gospel out there, because that season is over. There is an invitation now open for people to come to their marriage supper, and that's what is open now.
That's the only message we have.
That's right.
That's why we give out cards and everything wherever we can. Hey, let's come to the marriage supper. Those people we met the other day, and how's it going to happen? We give them a thing. Can you come to the banquet? How will it happen? Where is it? A thing that plays on earth here? No, it's like just over in another dimension. And the Lord comes and he taps you on the shoulder. Let's go. It's time to go. If you're ready, you can only believe what we're saying. It's beyond human comprehension. You can't explain it. You can't figure it out, because it's by faith. You got to believe it by faith. We believe it by faith. I saw a rapture in the scripture. We were taught not to believe in a rapture. And then one day I was wondering, I wonder what that's all about. And I prayed, and I wanted the Lord to show me. And he showed me about, there is a rapture. And then he gave me that scripture over in and Luke, watch and pray that you may be found worthy to escape. Escape what? Escape this hell that's coming. Mm-hmm. And then I took that serious. I began to pray that the Lord will show me about the rapture, show me about that way of escape. And here he's leading me on. He led me out of these cults and these and all that. Led me to the ministry of Brother Brennan. Then led me to the ministry of Brother Jack. Then he quickened my spirit to do everything again, to surrender everything to the Lord.
Yeah.
Your appetite, all everything that pertains to the flesh, to the natural man. Just surrender it to the Lord and he'll take care of it. And then that's what we're doing, We have no other job. That's the only job description we have, and we do it gladly. I can't wait till the Lord gives us another assignment, you know. But I can't run ahead, you know. Rebecca there, the Lord gave her a promise that the younger will serve the elder, that Jacob is going to get that first right. What does she do? She runs ahead of God, and she makes sure that Jacob gets that birthright by hook or by crook, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, she never seen him again. If she would have just stepped back and let the Lord, you promised me, I'm going to back off. I'm not going to get involved in this. And that's what we have to do. The Lord said it, and all we got to do is trust him, and he'll do it. And you're actually honoring the Lord if you can only get to the place where you trust him. Instead of running ahead, I got to decide to run ahead, go out there and see if I can't convert the world. But I can't. I got to wait on the Lord. Maybe there's just one lone individual in some little town somewhere that the Lord wants us to speak to. And that's it. That's as far as we could go with anything. In the meantime, we just... But not this daily rest, because that's our commission. Whosoever will. It's a free choice. If you choose to believe what we're saying, it's your choice, and then God will make a way out. He just can't help himself. Mm-hmm. That's the way God works.
Some people try to manipulate it intellectually, that they can figure this out intellectually. But it's not. It's all by faith and believing. And that's where God can carry you into that dimension. And then, like you always say, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And that's exactly what will happen. But if people try to intellectually figure it out, that is not of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how God works. It's all by faith and believing. And then God moves mountains. And that river will start flowing. It's just how God works. It's just how the Spirit works. It's not by intellectual figuring it out and learning it. It's all to do with the Spirit of the living God.
We've told time and time again how good the Lord has been to us. He got me out of that compound, and then the first thing the Lord told me to buy a car, and then the next guy, the Lord told me to put tires in your car, and then the next guy, the Lord told him to give you this visa. Nothing but blessings upon blessings. That's because they didn't fall through with it, and they didn't come to home. They could have been part of the very same blessing that you and I.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those go buy that house here. Then go buy that truck and that showroom in there. Go buy that electric car. All these things I've been testifying time and time and time again. And now here the Lord is getting us into another dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Something that this here, as good as the Lord has been, but it's pale in comparison to what he has for us over on the other side. Because he says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has prepared for them that love him and that want to serve him. That's all we want in our life. Like I say, I can't wait to get an assignment from the Lord. Go talk to this person. Because with it comes that blessing. Like back in the day here, they came and they wanted us to fix that mixer, those Wurtz brothers, you know, and prayed about. Yeah, I felt excited going there.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually excited going doing it there, you know, because it was a complete new field, the electronics of it all, and we had to figure it out. But at the end of the day, it was the Lord's perfect will that we go and we do that job. You know what I'm saying? It was an assignment from the Lord. Well, then what they do with it, that's their business.
Yeah.
You know, we did our part and we were glad to do it. And, knowing full well, we're not that welcome there, but the thing been sitting there for a year and nobody knew how to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So he called on us to fix it. So we went to fix it and After the races, it went, you know, but we did our part. And I was glad to do, and like that trip that we had here, I was glad to go on that assignment and talk to these people. And that's just the way it is, working for the Lord. There's nothing I would rather do.
That's right. Because that's the only way, only thing that really satisfies your soul, is to do things for God. And people don't seem to understand that part, you know. We didn't build our lives on this earthly material setting. Mm-hmm. We didn't buy a house according to the material setting of this world, but what God provided for us. Mm-hmm. And that's how we've lived our lives. And when the time will come for us to be taken in the rapture, that we can gladly leave it all behind, because there's nothing that has a hold on us in this natural life, because the Lord provided and the Lord will take care of it. And
yeah, we can have it back again. Mm-hmm. Just borrowed it to us. You know, everything
that's
is borrowed
right.
here.
Uh-huh.
The car is borrowed, the house is borrowed, and let him carry on.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going on to a different dimension. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Got none to lose. Been a good life, you know.
It has been.
A good life living for the Lord. I wish everybody would tap into that, but you got to completely, totally surrender.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my downfall over the years. Not completely 100% surrender, because you can actually trust Jesus more than you can trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He knows best, because He created us.
Yeah.
God created us. He knows what's best for us. So we just have an agreeable time.
Yeah, it's that trusting Him. It was a long journey for me to be able to fully trust God, and just to know that He's going to make a way for me, no matter what. Like leaving the colony, like I was a step by faith, because I didn't leave for a good time or this, that, and the other. I left because of what I believed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even in the process of all that, I still had to learn how to trust Him.
Mm-hmm.
And He is so trustworthy. It's actually now when I look back, I could almost like pull my hair that I did not trust Him completely in every situation, in every part of my life, because He is so in control, and He knows so much what's best for you that it's beyond our comprehension, actually. And I wish sometimes I would have trusted Him more.
Amen.
I wish I would have just been able to have that contentment and that peace, that knowing that He's going to take care of it.
It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot to untangle yourself from being your own man, being the macho guy, you know, the macho guy. He's part of that Nimrod system.
Mm-hmm.
Want to be the big guy in the block. Want to be able to go without, the figure it's a weakling to need the Lord.
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
I tell you, it takes a man to put your trust in the Lord and to take all the abuse and all the terrorism that's coming your way. It's not for wimps. It's for people that have made up their mind and determined they're going to go through with it, and no matter what they throw at you, I'm going to win this race, and period.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be that determined. And you got to know who the enemy is. The enemy's right around you, all around you. The flesh, the devil, the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the world the world is such a dead item,
it
you
is.
Know? Anything in the world, like, oh, you can own thousands of acres of land. It is so minute when it comes to the eternal things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to breathing your last, what an item to put your heart and your everything you got on the things of this world. Then the flesh is always a problem. Always got to fight that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we at least know who the enemy is. A lot of people don't even know that is the enemy.
Yeah,
because they're deceived in that whole right thing. Think that colony, the colony is it. Once you're in that colony, you got your ticket to glory. It's not true. It's a deception. And we've exposed them left, right, and center, but that's all we can do. You can't force people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go twist arms.
Mm-hmm.
Mankind was given a freedom of choice. The angels were given a freedom of choice, and those that feel it, they're demons now. They're the devil and his demons, because they feel that choice that they were given. They made a wrong decision. You and I, we made a right decision. Mm-hmm. We decided to follow Jesus. And the trip pays off, and it gets better and better. Anyway, could go on, but we're in the season of the rapture. Yeah. I don't know when, but we know we're in the season of it. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, give you thanks for another day of life, for traveling mercies, for everything you do for us, Lord, for your protection, the way you've led and guided us, Lord. I just pray you'll open the hearts of the people that might happen to hear and tap in someday. I just pray you'll get them ready for that rapture, Lord. Give them a great desire to get out of the hell that's coming, Lord. We ask you to give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.